All right, good morning. Let's come to order, please, and go on the record. I'm Charlotte Mitchell, Chair of the Utilities Commission, and with me this morning are the following commissioners. When I call your name, please announce your presence. Commissioner Brown Bland.
Present.
Commissioner Gray.
Good morning.
Commissioner Clodfelter.
Yes, good morning.
Commissioner Duffley.
Good morning.
And Commissioner McKissick.
Morning, present.
All right, in compliance with the State Government Ethics Act, I remind members of the commission of their duty to avoid conflicts of interest and inquire as to whether any member of the commission has a known conflict of interest with respect to matters coming before us this morning. The record will reflect that no conflicts have been identified, so we'll proceed with public staff, natural gas, item P1. Ms. Nava, you're up.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. My name is Arka Nava with Public Staff's Energy Division. Item P1, docket G5 sub 633, is an application filed by Public Service Company of North Carolina on March 18, 2021, requesting authority to adjust its rates under Rider C of the company's tariff pursuant to its customer usage tracker mechanism. PSNC stated that its application is based on the customer usage deferred account balances as of January 31st, 2021. We would like to make a correction to the existing cut temporary rate under rate schedule 127 for the small general service high efficiency class customer. It should read as -0.0894 and not a +0.0894, and a revised proposed order has been provided to the staff. The public staff has reviewed the proposed rate adjustments and recommends approval as filed, and our proposed order is attached as exhibit number P1. Thank you.
Move approval of the recommendation.
Second.
All right, we've got a motion that the item be approved as recommended by the public staff with a second on the motion. Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, I'll call the roll for a vote. Indicate your support for the motion with an aye, your opposition to the motion with a no. Commissioner Brown Bland.
Aye.
Commissioner Gray.
Aye.
Commissioner Clodfelter.
Aye.
Commissioner Duffley.
Aye.
Commissioner Hughes. I believe Commissioner Hughes is an aye for the record. And Commissioner McKissick.
Aye.
All right, and for the record, I support the motion as well, and the motion carries. All right, thank you, Ms. Nava. We will now proceed to public staff, natural gas, item P2. Mr. Gilbert.
Yes. Hey, good morning. My name is Jeff Gilbert with Public Staff Energy Division. Item P2 is docket number G9, sub 785, which on March 18th, 2021, Piedmont filed an application requesting approval to adjust its rates effective April 1st, 2021, pursuant to its margin decoupling tracker or MDT mechanism. And these adjustments are based on the margin decoupling deferred account balances as of January 31st, 2021. The biannual filing allows Piedmont to implement temporary rate increments and or decrements, which we call temporaries, to collect or refund any difference in the MDT deferred account. Public staff has reviewed these proposed rate adjustments and recommends approval as filed. A proposed order is attached as exhibit number P2. Thank you.
Move approval.
Second.
We've got a motion that the item be approved as recommended by the public staff that's been seconded. Any questions or discussion on the motion? All right, hearing none, I'll call the roll for a vote. Indicate your support with an aye and your opposition with a no. Commissioner Brown Bland.
Aye.
Commissioner Gray.
Aye.
Commissioner Clodfelter.
Aye.
Commissioner Duffley.
Aye.
Commissioner Hughes.
Aye.
Commissioner McKissick.
Aye.
And for the record, I support the motion as well, and the motion carries. All right, we will proceed now to public staff, item P3. Mr. Gilbert, you're up again.
Yep, one more. Item P3 is docket number G39 sub 45, which on March 1st, 2021, Cardinal Pipeline filed an application requesting approval to adjust its fuel retention percentage from 0.83% to 0.88%. effective April 1st, 2021. In addition, Cardinal is requesting approval to implement an electric power rate of $0.0194 per decatherm per month, also effective April 1st, 2021. And the public staff has reviewed the application and recommends approval is filed. And a copy of proposed order is attached as Exhibit P3.
Move approval of the recommendation.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded that the item be approved as recommended by the public staff. Any questions or discussion on the motion? Hearing none, I'll call the roll for a vote. Commissioner Brown Bland?
Aye.
Commissioner Gray?
Aye.
Commissioner Clodfelter?
Aye.
Commissioner Duffley?
Aye.
Commissioner Hughes?
Aye.
Commissioner McKissick?
Aye.
And for the record, I support the motion as well, and the motion carries. All right, thank you, Mr. Gilbert. We will proceed now with public staff, natural gas, item P4. Ms. Perry?
Yes, thank you. And I've been having a little computer issue, so I hope it goes okay. Good morning. My name is Julie Perry. I'm with the Public Staff Accounting Division. Item P4 is docket number G40 sub 160. On January 27th, Frontier Natural Gas and Ulico filed an application for 1, approval of a transaction whereby Hearthstone Utilities and its subsidiaries, including Frontier, will become wholly owned subsidiaries of UIHH, and 2, authorization and or waiver as necessary and appropriate to affect the proposed transaction. The Commission's order requiring filing of analysis issued November 2nd, 2000, in docket number M100 sub 129 requires that the merger applications be accompanied by a market power analysis and a cost benefit analysis. The applicant submitted a cost benefit analysis. Frontier requested a waiver of the requirement to file a market power analysis. The public staff has reviewed the application and additional information provided by the applicants and recommends that the scheduling order be issued. And the public staff further recommends that the order also grant the waiver of the requirement to file a market power analysis and state that the application satisfies the requirement of the M100 sub 129 order. A proposed order is attached as exhibit number P4.
Move approval of the recommendation.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that the item be approved as recommended by the public staff. Any questions or discussion on the motion? All right, hearing none, I'll call the roll for a vote. Indicate your support with an aye and your opposition with a no. Commissioner Brown Bland?
Aye.
Commissioner Gray?
Aye.
Commissioner Clodfelter?
Aye.
Commissioner Duffley?
Aye.
Commissioner Hughes?
Aye.
Commissioner McKissick?
Aye.
And for the record, I support the motion as well, and the motion carries. All right, thank you, Ms. Perry. All right, we'll proceed now to public staff electric item P1. Mr. Saylor, we're with you.
I'm Scott Saylor with the Public Staff Energy Division. Item P1 is an application for an amended registration and an amended certificate of public convenience and necessity for a solar PV electric generating facility. The public staff recommends that the commission approve the application, issue the amended certificate, and accept the amended registration.
Move approval on the recommendation.
And I'll second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded that the item be approved as recommended by the public staff. Any questions or discussion on the motion? All right, hearing none, I'll call the roll for a vote. Indicate your support with an aye and your opposition with a no. Commissioner Brown Bland?
Aye.
Commissioner Gray?
Aye.
Commissioner Clodfelter?
Aye.
Commissioner Duffley?
Aye.
Commissioner Hughes?
Aye.
Commissioner McKissick?
Aye.
And for the motion, for the record, I support the motion as well, and the motion carries. All right, thank you, Mr. Saylor. We will proceed now to public staff electric item P2. Mr. Williamson, we're with you.
Yes, good morning, Commissioners. I'm Tommy Williamson with the Energy Division. Item P2 is a request by Duke Energy Progress and Duke Energy Carolinas for approval of revisions to their revert to owner programs. On March 1st, 2021, DEP and DEC filed an application seeking approval to revise the company's landlord agreement revert to owner programs. These programs allow landlord to avoid a lapse in service by automatically placing electric service in the landlord's name in the event a tenant voluntarily vacates the property. In 1995, the commission approved the original landlord revert to owner agreement to DEP's predecessor's surface regulations and docket E2 sub 671. DEC has had a landlord reversion program similar to that of DEP since at least 2003. In the current application, the companies state that they are revising and aligning their respective programs as part of the rollout of Customer Connect to provide uniform rules for their customers. A chart comparing the changes of the programs is in the agenda item. DEC will deploy Customer Connect in April of 2021 and DEP in November 2021. The public staff has reviewed this request and recommends that the commission approve the modifications as filed.
Move approval of the recommendation.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded that the item be approved as recommended by the public staff. Any questions or discussion on the motion? All right, hearing none, I'll call the roll for a vote. Indicate your support for the motion with an aye and your opposition with a no. Commissioner Brown Bland.
Aye.
Commissioner Gray.
Aye.
Commissioner Clodfelter.
Aye.
Commissioner Duffley.
Aye.
Commissioner Hughes.
Aye.
Commissioner McKissick.
Aye.
And for the record, I support the motion as well, and the motion carries. All right, thank you, Mr. Williamson. We will proceed now to public staff electric item P3. Mr. Floyd, we're with you.
Good morning. I'm Jack Floyd with the Energy Division. Item three is a request by Duke Energy Carolinas to modify their residential power manager load control service program to allow net metering customers to participate. The original prohibition was consistent with other programs involving customer-owned supplemental and standby generation resources. Duke Carolinas indicates that the future growth of the program is now winter-focused, making the prohibition unnecessary. The public staff notes that each of Duke Carolina's DSM programs and other load curtailable or interruptible riders have historically focused on summer peaking load reductions. The shift to winter focused load control reduces any concern that customers on riders SCG, which is a small customer generator, and net meter customers would adversely affect such load reducing resources. The company did not quantify changes in the participation load reduction potential and cost effectiveness as part of its request. This information can be observed in the recent DSM EE rider filing in sub 1249. The public staff does not expect any significant differences in the expected load reduction potential on a per participant basis or in the cost effectiveness of the program that is not already being observed as a result from the shift from a summer peaking to a winter peaking utility. Duke Carolina has also indicated that approximately 1,700 rider SCG and net metering customers had requested to participate in the program, highlighting the need for the change. The public staff is interested in understanding any differences in the load reduction potential for rider SCG and net metering participants as opposed to other participants, and will work with Duke Carolinas to address this issue in future evaluation, measurement, and verification of the program. Based upon our review, the public staff recommends that the commission issue our proposed order approving the modifications as filed. The public staff is also recommending that Duke Carolinas remove similar language from its riders SCG and NM that similarly excludes power manager participants from participating in those riders and refile amended versions of riders SCG and NM in its compliance filing. Thank you.
I move approval of the recommendation with the modifications that have been requested by commission staff.
Second.
All right, we've got a motion that's been seconded that the item be approved as modified by the recommendations of the commission staff. Any questions or discussion on the motion? All right, hearing none, I'll call the roll for a vote. Indicate your support with an aye and your opposition with a no. Commissioner Brown Bland?
Aye.
Commissioner Gray?
Aye.
Commissioner Clodfelter?
Aye.
Commissioner Duffley?
Aye.
Commissioner Hughes?
Aye.
Commissioner McKissick?
Aye.
And for the record, I support the motion as well, and the motion carries. All right, we will proceed now to public staff electric item P4. Mr. Floyd, I believe we're still with you.
Yes, you are. Item 4 is a request by Dominion Energy North Carolina to modify its air conditioning cycling program to reduce the participant incentive from $40 to $35 per participant per season, aligning that incentive with a similar offering by Dominion's affiliate company in Virginia. The company, the program was originally approved in February 2011 as a DSM program and currently has about 71,000 participants, about 2,800 of those in North Carolina as of January of this year. The program gets lots of use during the summer peak demand season. However, Dominion's shift from a summer to a winter peaking utility has resulted in a degradation of the program's cost effectiveness. The proposed modification marginally improves the cost effectiveness, though the program is still not cost effective. The company's analysis also assumes no new participation in this program. The public staff continues to be concerned with programs that are not cost effective and do not seem capable of achieving cost effectiveness in the future. However, the public staff is reluctant to suggest ending a program that obviously provides reliable capacity benefits. The program continues to provide valuable capacity benefits during the summer season, even though the value of those benefits is diminished by the shift in system planning to a winter peaking utility. If the program were not available, other summer capacity resources would be needed in its place to sustain adequate reserves. I'll also note that the company recently received approval of a smart thermostat demand side management program in sub 594 that was done in February of this year. That program will pay a $35 incentive to participants for year-round demand reductions. And the company has stated to the public staff that it is evaluating the future of the AC cycling program given the recent approval of the new smart thermostat program. Based upon our review, the public staff recommends that the commission issue our proposed order approving the modifications as filed. Thank you.
I'll move approval of the recommendation also as modified as at the request of the commission staff.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded that the item be approved as recommended by the public staff, including the modifications requested by the commission staff. Any questions or discussion on the motion? All right, hearing none, I'll call the roll for a vote. Indicate your support with an aye and your opposition with a no. Commissioner Brown Bland?
Aye.
Commissioner Gray?
Aye.
Commissioner Clodfelter?
Aye.
Commissioner Duffley?
Aye.
Commissioner Hughes?
Aye.
Commissioner McKissick?
Aye.
And for the record, I support the motion as well, and the motion carries. All right, thank you, Mr. Floyd. We'll proceed now to public staff electric item P5. Mr. Lucas, you're up.
Good morning. This is Jay Lucas with the public staff's energy division. Item P5 consists of a request to waive the master metering prohibition in General Statute 143-151.42. The public staff recommends that the commission issue the public staff's proposed order allowing a waiver of the master metering prohibition.
Madam Chair, do you have questions for?
Well, Mr. Lucas, yes, we do have the commission staff does have questions for the public staff on this item, specifically whether the electric load beyond that provided by the central systems will be de minimis, the electric load of each of the individual units.
I can't guarantee that it'd be de minimis. Each unit will have its own stove and oven. That would be probably the largest load. Heating and air conditioning loads would be de minimis, and typically those are the largest loads in a home. I can say it'd be reduced. This particular development will have a centralized kitchen that would reduce some of the stove and oven loads. Lighting loads are typically very small these days. So I can tell you it'd be greatly reduced.
Okay, so just so I'm clear, your testimony is that the load of the individual units will be reduced?
Oh yes, greatly by this centralized system that's got a ground source heat pump, or excuse me, a water source heat pump.
Okay. All right, thank you, Mr. Lucas. Any additional questions for Mr. Lucas?
Madam Chair, and Mr. Lucas, could you take that any further and just say as compared to the total load that the usage would for the individual units would at least be small? Or are you reluctant?
I think it'd be smaller because the total load for the entire development somewhat reduced because that ground source heat pump system will heat and cool all the common areas as well. So this entire development is planned for great energy efficiency. But I can say the common area loads will also be small. I don't have the data on percentages of common area load versus individual household load. I can ask questions of the engineer, but I really can't testify the exact ratio.
All right, thank you, Mr. Lucas. Madam Chair, first of all, I would move to withdraw my prior motion to approve this recommendation in this matter, and or I withdraw it, is what I'm saying. And I would move that we take this matter to executive conference.
I'll second that, Madam Chair.
All right, Commissioner Brown Bland has withdrawn her motion made at previous staff conference to approve the item, and has now moved that the item be taken into executive session. That motion has been seconded. Any questions or discussion on the motion? All right, all in favor of Commissioner Brown Bland's motion to take this item into executive session, please indicate your support for the motion with an aye and your opposition with a no. Commissioner Brown Bland.
Aye.
Commissioner Gray.
Aye.
Commissioner Klotfelter.
Aye.
Commissioner Duffley.
Aye.
Commissioner Hughes.
Aye.
Commissioner McKissick.
Aye.
For the record, I support the motion as well, and the motion carries. All right, thank you, Mr. Lucas. We will proceed now to public staff, water item P1.
Good morning, I'm Wendy Henry.
All right, please proceed, Mr. Henry.
Good morning, I'm Wendy Henry with the Public Staff Accounting Division. Item P1 is docket number W-354, sub 364A. On January 29, 2021, Carolina Water filed an application requesting authority to adjust its water system improvement charges and sewer system improvement charges effective April 1st, 2021. Carolina Water's risk consistent percentages were reset to zero as of March 31st, 2020, the effective date of Carolina Water's new base rates in its general rate case of 364. This is Carolina Water's second filing to implement charges on the risk consistent mechanism since the sub 364 rate case. Carolina Water proposed risk consist projects, revenue requirement, and percentages are listed in the agenda item. The public staff has carefully reviewed Carolina Water stated with consistent improvements. And based on this review, the public staff is recommending removal of non-eligible water and sewer system improvement projects from Carolina Water's proposed which consists revenue requirements and percentages that are discussed in the agenda item. The public staff recommended which consists revenue requirement and percentages based on these adjustments are also reflected in the agenda item. The public staff has discussed this recommended adjustment with Carolina Water. And based on those discussions, Carolina Water has agreed to accept the public staff position to exclude from the which consists rate adjustment the non-eligible water and sewer system improvement projects. A proposed order is attached as Exhibit P9. The commission staff has recommended some revisions to the public staff proposed order. The public staff has agreed to the revision proposed by the commission staff. Public staff recommends that the commission issue the revised proposed order approving the public staff recommended water and sewer system improvement charges effective for service render on and after April 1st, 2021, subject to true up and requiring customer notice.
I move approval of the public staff's recommendation.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded that the item be approved as recommended by the public staff. Before I call for a vote, Mr. Henry, is it your impression that having had the opportunity to discuss with the company the supporting documentation that the public staff needs to conduct its audit, the company has an understanding now of what it needs to provide going forward to the public staff?
It has gotten a lot better with this last filing.
Okay.
Prior filings, it was pretty bad, and I think they've done a better job with this filing.
Okay.
So it is improving.
All right, and this most recent discussion further clarified for the company what it needs to provide to the public staff?
Yes, it did.
Okay. All right, any additional questions for Mr. Henry or on the motion? All right, hearing none, I'll call the roll for a vote. Please indicate support for the motion with an aye and your opposition with a no. Commissioner Brian Bland?
Aye.
Commissioner Gray?
Aye.
Commissioner Klodfelter?
Aye.
Commissioner Duffley?
Aye.
Commissioner Hughes?
Aye.
Commissioner McKissick?
Aye.
And for the record, I support the motion as well, and the motion carries. All right, thank you, Mr. Henry. All right, the commission has before it its minutes of March 22nd, 2021 staff conference for approval.
Move approval.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded that the minutes from March 22nd be approved. Any discussion on the motion? All right, hearing none, all those in favor of approving our minutes indicate with an aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, our minutes of March 22nd are approved. Any additional business for the commission this morning before we adjourn? All right, hearing none, we will be adjourned. Thank you very much, everybody.